Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 12, 2023. Rabash's articles are his priceless gift to people. If you become absorbed in reading the articles of Rabash, it becomes clear that they are all priceless. It is impossible to say that some articles are less important because of their small size. They all strike accurately and right on target. Therefore, every year one appreciates these articles more and more, although from the very beginning I did not think that these articles contained so much. It seemed to me that they were written simply because Rabash was obliged to write a new article for his students once a week. Every Thursday we gathered in our tens and read the weekly article. I thought that Rabash wrote simply so that we would have something to read. Over time, of course, I wised up and realized that each article contains a great secret and a special message transmitted to us by Rabash in a carefully thought out form. Although these articles may seem simple and easy to us, in fact, through them we receive an opportunity to establish a connection with the very center of creation, with its purpose. Over the years I appreciate these articles more and more, and I am amazed at the greatness of Rabash and his special spiritual height more and more. With these articles he did special work for the glory of the Creator. Without them, we would not be able to open our soul and reach the correct connection with the Creator. Therefore, when reading these articles, you need to accept what you read with gratitude. If it seems to us that they are talking about some simple and not very important things, we need to pay special attention to these places because we apparently do not understand at all what Rabash wanted to tell us about there. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson June 6, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the gift that a person asks of the Creator? The path in the field of life. Rabbi Chaya and Rabbi Yosi, two sages, were walking along the way. When they arrived at a certain field, Rabbi Chaya said to Rabbi Yosi, "You're saying Bereshit, which is implied in Bereshit, is so indeed, since the six upper days, which are only Vaktabina, impart upon the Torah, Zah, and not more. The others, Gardabina, are hidden, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rashbi, Zohar for all, lock and key." Question: what is written here is not about history but about the inner development of a person. What is the meaning of the path? Why is emphasis placed specifically on the fact that sages approached a field and not, for example, a forest? What is the mystery of all these terms? Answer: what is described in the book of Zohar indeed resembles our life. We must cross the field and find our path in it. It is good when there is someone else walking with us on the road, a traveling companion with whom we can discuss our path, unite, and try to clarify our goal, whether we are going in the right direction, and so on. Therefore, the article Lock and Key describes a phenomenon that is quite common in our life. When we want to do something and we have a traveling companion with whom by talking together we come to a certain conclusion of what should we do in order not to make mistakes on the path of life. The road symbolizes the path that we go through in life. And the field is a place of work where a person puts in efforts to choose his direction and find the right path that would lead him to the purpose of life. From Cab TV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. All of nature is Zir and Pin. Rabbi Chaya said to Rabbi Yosi, "You're saying Bereshit, which is implied in Bereshit, is so indeed, since the six upper days, which are only Vaktabina, impart upon the Torah, Zah, and not more, Zohar for all, lock and key." Question: in the beginning, Bereshit, is how the Torah begins. The sources say that the Torah is Zir and Pin. It is one of the ten Sefirot, which includes six more. What does created six mean? Answer: the entire nature that the Creator created is under His control and created by Him from six parts, Hest, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. The Creator Himself represents His influence on nature through the three upper Sephirot, Keter, Hochma, and Bina. Then the other six Sephirot follow. Malkut is the last, seventh Sephirah. That is, through six Sephirot the Creator creates the last, seventh, in which His entire plan is manifested. Practically, this is what the chapter Lock and Key speaks about in the introduction of the Book of Zohar. Question: what does it mean that the Torah is Zirin Pin? Answer: Zirin Pin is the central part of the system of nature which receives everything from above and transmits it down to its components, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human nature. Therefore, it is considered that the entire nature is Zirin Pin. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Spiritual feeling cannot be wrong. Question: no one can grasp the nuances of the entire corporeal world, and neither can you. You do not know all aspects of it, do you? Answer: no. Not a single Kabbalist knew them. Question: how can you choose the course of action on the internet or during dissemination? Answer: this is a consequence of what I feel from a spiritual state and not because it is beneficial for some economic, political, or social reasons. Everything proceeds from what we need to do in the world, what kind of connection is needed, and where to apply our forces. For example, if the world did not require a connection today, then we would not develop like this on the internet. If we did not have to quickly give the method of correction to people, then we would not develop local television and so on. That is, all this follows only from a feeling of the spiritual need of the world. Question: how accurately can you feel it? Is it just trial and error? Answer: technically I could be wrong, but only technically. As for the rest, I proceed from my spiritual feeling, which is not mistaken. I cannot make mistakes because I am in this and it already exists, only it has not yet been embodied in our world. That is, if you ask me how to work online or what to do there, then I could be wrong. I feel the spirit of this and the technical implementation, quite possibly I may not advise correctly. If not now, then in 6 months, and not by this method, but by another, we will come to this again and will implement it. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Calculations for the future, April 30, 2011. In a single system. Question: when communicating with people, do you input information into them that will be revealed in them in the future, regardless of their desire? Answer: yes, we all do it unconsciously, and I do it consciously. And not only me, but all souls, all Kabbalists, who are not manifested in our world now. We are all in one single system in the Malkut of the world of infinity. And we cannot go anywhere. We are in nature. Question: and how, without being in spiritual attainment, can I give out the material that the teacher gives me? Answer: it doesn't matter. You just open your pipe, and everything else goes through you. It is like you are talking to someone, you turn on the contact through some wiring, and you give your frequency through this wire, and there are still higher frequencies that you don't feel at all. Question: in principle, I will not be able to describe any spiritual states with my brain because I do not know them. But at the same time, when I realize something, by this soul lit in the energy of Kabbalists. Answer: yes, you are still participating in this system. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Random Connections, April 30, 2011. What does connection on the basis of hatred lead to? Question: you gave an interesting definition of fascism. Fascism is a connection without correcting egoism. But, in principle, is it still a connection? Answer: sure. Fascio means linking a bundled together. Hence the concept of fascism. What was Hitler's idea? the connection of all Nordic nations, the creation of a super race. But they united on the basis of hatred for others. That is the whole problem. The result is mutual destruction. Question: does it mean that the right connection is connection through the upper force? Answer: yes, only through it. Between a man and a woman, between two people, and between everyone else. There can be no unity if you do not take the quality of the Creator, the quality of bestowal. It is above our egoism, and therefore is called the upper force. Question: but how can people take it if they are not predisposed to spirituality at all? Answer: so there will be another war, more destruction, until they get smarter. Comment: but not all people will come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. My response: they won't come, but they will suffer from the fact that they do not have this knowledge and that they still need to unite in some way, otherwise the world has no right to exist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Enjoying Fascism 0 May 07, 2011. The main factor of education. Question: when I was a child from ages 6 to 16, my parents drove me to the stadium to run 5 kilometers. Every weekend we went to the mountains for a 24-kilometer run. After that, I developed a wild hatred for sports. When you give a child an education that will help him in the future, how can you make sure that he does not get scared and does not run away from it? Answer: education should take place under the influence of the environment. Parents are, of course, good. But in principle, in any society a child is not educated by parents. He is educated by the environment, by the community, by some great big family like a flock. Already in the womb, the baby is being brought up there. Then he is born and is raised next to his mother, near her breast, and after that he moves away a little and his education takes place under the influence of society. That is, first comes the internal animalistic development, then, after birth, the external, preparatory one, the period of nursing. Until the age of 3, he is not a socially developed being, but from the age of 3, society becomes included in his education. Here no influence of parents as such should be traced. It is the influence of society that shows a person that it is important, that interaction with it is important, and that integration in it is important. This is the correct education, especially in our time when we are entering the period of a global integral society, which is still being formed and will happen some way or other. Therefore, the more we teach the child the art of communication and integration with society, the better this is for him. Then the society will tell whether he should run to the stadium. But only together with others. Then it will be simpler, easier, more interesting, and more attractive for him. He will do it with pleasure, and not under pressure from his parents. See what impressions you have. If you did it with your peers, you might have done work 10 times harder, but you would have been inspired, like with all the games in childhood. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Influence of Society, April 30, 2011. Elderly people and children, a protective reaction of the body. Question: it is believed that elderly people and children have a lot in common, but they have different levels of consciousness. Elderly people start having memory problems. Children simply do not understand some things, and some elderly people instantly forget what is happening. Why is it like this? Answer: in both children and adults, this is a reaction of the body that protects itself from unnecessary influences. Children's bodies just protect them from being overloaded with unnecessary information that can harm them. For elderly people, this is how protection is expressed, as their body is no longer able to implement this information. Therefore, their gradual decline occurs. The factor of the environment is very important here. It makes people work and constantly generates new sensations, qualities, and attainments. Therefore, studying Kabbalah can radically change a person. We are not talking about fate, not about the length of life, how long a person is given to live, but, in principle, how to live is of great importance because if people were engaged in spiritual development, their quality of life would be completely different. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is childhood and old age? April 16, 2011. Michael Lateman, on Quora, how can I stop being annoyed by people? When we see things in others that annoy us, then we have work to do. What is that work? The flaws that we see in others, we should try to see them in ourselves. That is, the flaws that we see in someone else are actually our own flaws. How does this work? It is because at our core we are a desire to enjoy for self-benefit alone, and we wish to enjoy from others. When it turns out that something about another person brings us no enjoyment, then we develop a certain distaste toward that behavior. Therefore, the flaw is in our apparatus of perception, that we wish to primarily use others for our personal benefit. We should thus try to see that what we dislike in others are actually our own flaws, and if we were to correct ourselves, that is, to switch the way we relate to others from egoistic, where we seek how to use them for personal pleasure, to an altruistic attitude, where we seek how to bring enjoyment and benefit to them, then we would see no flaws in them. This is psychological work that is also very realistic and practical. Put simply, if we see something bad in others, it is because we are bad, and if we were to be corrected, then we would see no flaws in them. What does it mean to be corrected? Being corrected means perceiving all flaws within ourselves, and that we do not see the world but our own projection, the projection of our own desires to enjoy on the background of a white light, nature's force of love and bestowal. We are surrounded by an ocean of love, and if we see something besides love, it is because we are projecting qualities that are its opposite. Based on the video How to Relate to Others Who Annoy You with Cablist Dr. Michael Lateman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Lateman.